afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo, and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. And me with the bring come today on edition of the program Midday Show, my name na Abdullahi Bla. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program Midday Show. You can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number where you go send text message to be part of the program is 077-981-981. The program na Midday Show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na We push the program go before and bring you the first issue inside the program. After the exhibition and inquiry process we next just do, plenty people don't raise concern about the process and the data them we lost na the voter register. We make parliament been someone neck workman them for go tell MP them waiting happen at the exhibition process and the plenty data we lost. Khadija Bango have been in a parliament and go now report.
In 18, Salon people go vote na the presidential and parliamentary election then. We make the National Electoral Commission neck. We na the body way responsible for conduct election. Don't they do the team that we will make the 2018 election own. This being team, the National Electoral Commission neck. Been pull word na those say, then go begin do the provisional voter registration exhibition and inquiry. We mean say, people will be registered for votes at the 2018 election. For go back na the center them outside and be register. For go check if the name and all the information the way they been given at the voter register. But after the exhibition process, plenty concern them they come out from the public but missing data. Where according to Honorable Hassan Sharif, when are the deputy majority leader in parliament, he say now the 300,000 names they're missing at the voter register. This will make parliament be someone who command them na neck and other stakeholder them by election business. For go explain to MP them, but the issue them whether they come out from the exhibition process.
When you have a lot of irregularities on this registration, I'll use the word if there are going to be elections. We have a lot of irregularities. We have to be upfront with the fact and have neck to clarify this with parliament here. Because we are going to go out there and campaign and represent our people at the end of the day. So when you have this type of irregularities, they must be brought up today and clarify them. Then we'll move on. If we don't, then I will use the word if there are going to be elections. We cannot go into elections when you have a lot of irregularities by neck.
That's the voice of Honorable Hassan Sharif, when are the deputy majority leader in parliament. If they tell the neck commissioner and workman them, but the plenty complain the way he say, it don't get from CSO and the public, but the plenty name the way he say lost on the voter register. Some MP themselves may get concerned from the different constituency them, where we make Honorable Abubakar Koromana constituency 59 Akoya chiefdom. We talk about a young concern them from a constituency.
My 38th center, we have 425 names that are not captured. You go down to Madiba, 150 names not captured. Kisikoya, 300 names. Komabai, 125 names. Bishop George, that is in Masheka, 480 names not captured. Kisikoya, we have this machine. They said the machine only went there today. There was no machine there. Rufal, they asked the people that were registered there to come down to Masheka for verification, but they were registered at Rosar.
Different MP them continue for raise concern about the plenty data them. Where they say lost and in different constituency them. Usar Honorable Bashiru Siliki, na constituency 72 na Bo district. He say, he go for check for a name and other information them. Na the center Usar he be registered na in constituency. But according to Honorable Siliki, he not be able for see a name na the voter register. But say, when the neck will command them be look na the journal, he be able for see a name day.
As a member of parliament, my name was omitted. I went to the ground, I saw my name on the hard copy, I went with my registration slip, which shows NEC have receipts of people who they registered. They have everybody who registered in that center. We went there at 120. 22 of us were there. We saw our names on the hard copy. I did the registration again without complaining. And Nick explained to us that the machines, these same machines, are the machines used for civil registration. The other day was saying we should have captured, we should have done everything on the same process. But let us not forget that electoral registration is timeline. There was a timeline for it. We cannot do an open-ended registration. They are still telling us we should be confident. Nick has conducted 2 elections in this country. And all these 2 elections, all of us believe it was credible. We should not begin to doubt NEC at this time. We should.
Honorable Ellen Kuyoma na constituency 75 na Bo district. Insef me get the same problem than in constituency. Where it say, a long term outside a commot. The number of people they know them get at the exhibition, plenty past the number of people they know them at this term.
I think I'm echoing exactly what my colleagues are saying. But the results I got from my constituency, for particularly my own home somewhere where I hail from, there was a surplus. So that makes me start thinking, where do these other people come from that I've added to our number? That's number one. Number two, in other areas like the Bagbo, and the area I'm talking about is Lubo. The actual town is Lower Sama. The exhibition post is Lower Sama. And then in the Bagbo area, I wasn't able to actually go into the census in Bagbo, but I got feedback because I had people there who came back to tell me that there were missing people from the, just like other people are saying, some areas are 100, some areas 200, etc. Now my point here is we really do not have to belabor this point because we all have the same problems. So probably what one of our colleagues said, and what mostly it is going to be your responsibility to actually collect those information and see the missing people, because what this has to do, it's really important. It has a domino effect and it's going to impact the general elections eventually.
Honorable Veronica Kadisi said they represent people in constituency 84 in Moramba district. They've been talking about the machine them, where it say from the time when they begin to do the voter registration, plenty problem them don't come out from the biometric machine them. But that's what it say. Next, I'll go back and fix the problem then. As we see the March 7 election for all and Latino Gotapam.
The system is new. And the machines, there were complaints here and there. And even during our time, they will tell us the machine is hot, the machine is this, the machine is that. And you should have taken that into consideration. And it's new. I'm talking about the time, the names and the spellings and whatever. Those spellings are minor excuses because you go there, you have to do it. And that is your mandate. You should go there. Now, this is our case. This is what has happened from the public. And we have in Moramba district, we have 4 centers and other areas in the various constituencies. They are the same problems. We are not mobile, the roads and all the rest. And we are talking about the rings now. So this is our case. Some names are omitted. Some tests are there, some pictures are there, and that some have no names. And we've heard from honorable that there are surpluses and whatever. So this is our case. What are you going to do? The elections are meant for March 7. We still have time.
Ask Alain Consania for Member of Parliament then. When I been get from the different constituency then, I've been talked to Miata French. When I want party commissioner of the National Electoral Commission, he been grief for all the problem then, where the MP they had always. But it be assure people then say, then go try for solve the problem then.
We know say the problem we get for come. Even before we go to the field, we will not identify which side problem they get for dynamic. If you notice when the center they open, some of them immediately we put kits then there because we know say people then they like the center they will be registered, we then name them, we not see them at the database. But going forward, we're not able to identify which side some of this data day because we don't look at now see some side away the number surplus. So we know say the one way surplus and some side else is supposed for the. So we get the form them, we still get the book them. We still at the machine, we try for look and see. Usai is surplus, we try for see usai then surplus people need we send them go side and surplus for the. Usai is short in, we then look for see if not some side then surplus, we put them back. If they're not there at all, we capture them back. So now that we continue for do until the end of this process, we go back and count the from the book then already that comes they don't start. Each of the station them gets then you go to call the journal. We all man in name and receipt number day.
Meata French continues say the member of parliament and the public forgive next Saturday, September 7 this year. Then we'll try to solve the problem then. And then we'll put another the final number of data where they will get from the exhibition where they just do. For Radio Democracy, Nina Khadija Bangura.
The program Midday Show, they continue. And not forget, say, you get to it live on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. And on the internet, www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. We they push the program go before and now we deal with issue we get for do with land business and woman. Usai for some time now na saloon. Woman them not only get equal right for get land like man them, where na family land or one way man can die left get in family. This may not they make woman them na not able for make use of land for do big agriculture work them or other thing them for better than safe. But the 2015 National Land Policy in a saloon don't solve this problem by way how a give woman them equal rights like man for get land and make use of them. But plenty community stakeholder them and woman na different partner the country still no know about this policy and that don't make woman them still not get the right for get land with the 2015 National Land Policy give them. Well, I've been look inside then issue them here so this BNTM and put this report together.
A right for get land and determine waiting for happen with them don't always then a man them and na saloon. More so if na family land we get boy and girl picking them. This plenty people believe say no fear to woman them more so when you think about how woman them boku pass man and how them self don't they get interest for involved pan agriculture where plenty people believe say go push the country go before. Kumba de Sitamba they live na Kono district been get this for say inside our workshop with Graceland Sierra Leone where na one NGO where they talk for vulnerable group them like woman and picking them organize for community leader and woman them na Kono district for talk about issue them with the inside the National Land Policy.
Access and ownership not one. We problem na ownership. You can get access, you get access to land. But that ownership, because the kind of money where it will go for you own that land, now in some of we not be able to forget. It could give you land, yes? What land? Can pay 4 million, 5 million for one town block. How many women will get 500,000?
August 1, 2015, government through the Ministry of Lands, Country Planning and the Environment in Punado the final National Land Policy of Sierra Leone and inside chapter 2 we are the guiding principles now the National Land Policy provision them inside they make and clear say woman and man forget the same rights will camp a land business and the National Land Policy will make sure say all the law them will not give woman them right to get land not all water and that woman them for be part of community them will talk about land business now the country. But although the 2015 land policy, they plenty people believe say women them still they find them difficult for get land for themselves, more so inside the family circle or self the community where they find themselves. Mrs. Masa Maite Buna, now the wife for the paramount chief, na Nemikoro chiefdom, Kono district. He talk about how this done they happen and how far they don't go for solve them.
Before this land tenure program they come, before they lost they come, woman in no get rights to land. Gadi get land, Imanga land na man na him then they give sometimes they say for you woman go ask for land they say where you man so now that ideology we want change the mindset of the traditional people there we want change that the community for say equally as how man get rights for make you go ask for land and get up if the woman self get the opportunity they for gain the land and that we don't go too far with them and we don't see say success not the day we are traditional people then don't they give woman them land
from within Madam Masa Maite talk, it clear say from USA ID and message we don't go around but the 2015 National Land Policy changes when they take place. But the situation for woman them, we talk about land business continue for be the same na other side them of the country. Bambu Manye, a director for Graceland Sierra Leone, he talk to Radio Democracy but why in organization go engage some chief and woman them inside our workshop Thursday September 31 but issue them we get for do with land business and how woman themselves get right for get land according to provision them na the 2015 National Land Policy.
Government want for make it go round the nation, let everybody know about them that woman can get access to land. Now the ownership area, because like what we don't learn from here, how for own a piece of land na the country. So we self, we don't just want for say this na see build and settle. We need to go further. For so make clear, women they know for say yes, then go get access to land, but then for share with them communities, then for go na them communities, then for go to them chiefs, especially in the provinces, so that waiting, written about the land acquisition, then go able for understand that.
Chief AM Commander, na chiefdom speaker, then say chiefdom, na Komo district. He believes say, women them don't get rights for get land even before the 2015 National Land Policy.
Traditionally, it's just that it's just a modification of something where we don't meet on how to modify, on how to admit and find them partner. But women have more rights on land than men. Because women, they get land on both ways. They get them from a husband, we married, they get them from who say born. So that two ways, the woman get right for it. I don't know now why now, except when I want to stay now, when I want a woman themselves, they have plan on them land. So this plan belong to so woman, so person. But even that is happening, we have women who will give the land for bill, for make farm, we give their land.
But the question we want to for ask now, how woman will able forget land for himself, more so where a man die left, or one where in papa left give them, we boy picking day. But how this workshop with Graceland Sierra Leone held with some women and traditional leader of the Makono district, but the 2015 National Land Policy will change plenty women them situation when it comes to land business and how they forget a magnificent partner of the country. Bondumania again.
I believe say it go get impact na the community, na the districts, because we invite the very stakeholders there, like the paramount chief, the section chief, the speakers there. Then we even get district council people there, and we get ordinary members which supposed to be landowners. Na the ideas that we dey try forget. And how it go be effective? Yes, we no get for Sidon and this. We dey go meet other people there, like the ministry. We go report to them. We will report to the donor. We know they do and by yourself no more.
But even as you listen this report, you will agree say plenty women and self community stakeholder them, like chief and other one them, still not get idea it but the 2015 National Land Policy before you go talk about how them will work with them. Now this make director for Graceland Sierra Leone Bondumania call on the government and other stakeholder them at the land sector for give more drink and see say them people yarn know about waiting day inside the 2015 National Land Policy so that it will all water good fasting. Na the country for the society for ready democracy. Me na Abulai Bla the reports.
The program midday show they continue, and not forget you can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981 so that you go comment on the issue them where they deal with now the program where they push the program go before and take now issue we get for do with cleanliness now the city as way for see that they help keep Freetown City clean and promote good sanitation practice now the capital. Youth them from Konyadugu district together with Youth Action for Development with support from Pavifort Construction Company don't clear Bokudoti we been block the frontage of the East End Bome and some part them na Baibure Road. Emre Koikoka been present during this cleaning exercise.
See that na the eastern part of Freetown na one of the dump sites same way this city also currently they use so get for keep the dirty them. And I see massive cleaning they go on, heavy duty machine and the type of push the dirty them go right into the dump sites, the eastern bomber. But they say youth them data streets, they try to sweep the dirty or clear the pathway, I mean the footpath so normally inside people and the worker. But we try to talk to the people that will facilitate this kind of cleaning. So it's me again.
To Abubakar Kamara, widely called Dede Abu, meaning the media and communications director, Pavifort Construction Company, where they facilitate and ensure that we clean the capital city, Freetown.
How this cleaning come about?
This is not the first time this Pavifort Construction they engage into cleaning exercise, especially in Freetown. This won't be the third one now, the third edition. We see you, the chief executive officer, we are a citizen of this country, Ibon, thought and fit say, very much necessary to ensure that Freetown become the most powerful city, if not the whole world, but within West Africa. So, and looking at Dutty business, we have a very serious challenge when it comes to rainy season in our country, especially Freetown. So, he decided for come and join hands with President and the government for clean. So, as you see now, you see plenty young people and in our streets here. We get with machine equipment, we front loaders, we excavators, we bobcat, all of those things. We get with trucks as well, dumper trucks. Then come on all the way Kabbalah, we can see that we clean Freetown. And we engage, we concentrated area for today, that between the Ferry Junction axis, that the eastern part, going on to Kisiru and on to Savage Square. Because we don't do the feasibility. For the past days, we see the Dutty gather, in fact, like bomber, people don't take the Dutty way through again, right? Inside for the now streets now in the depositor, even on cause the lane way they come up from Ferry Junction leading on to Upgon, don't block.
The current people are hearing machine sound, the machine try for take the Dutty off that particular point. But as you say, how sustainable are they for me, please? These are just one dump site when I saw that Freetown. We are saying a lot of dump sites, other places where really, really visibly dirty.
Now, exercise we have to continue because I will not begin our first, second, third time. We have to continue. The road serve no more trouble again because people know they come with dirty again right inside the site where they for dumper. Now, street. So, this guy for urge we see you and team say we could come and see how best we will clear here. Yeah. And not only the dump site, we want to focus on other areas and at the East Coast.
I see plenty of youths, man, they are this place here, so we're involved in this exercise for cleaning this place. How you forget some young people here, so and incentive for them?
Well, actually, there is no incentive for them. Most of the guys here, they see around now, staff them, now employees of Pavifort Construction Company, backed by other young people and back in Freetown. We always ready for give them support towards this country in development. We get somebody who they coordinate young people and from the youth action and development. We they ensure that young people can come. And as you see, there is no payment for them, but at the end of it all, when you give small twig, you wash your hand for help for clean yourself because nobody will pay you. And the young man is very much determined. They know they ask for money. They only tell me, say, this is a way of manifesting their patriotism towards this country in development because now only Sierra Leone can be proud of if you are a citizen of this country.
Well, I just bump into some of the young people away. Involved for clean this part here so that we can listen to that. You name?
I'm named Isaias Babo, popular people known as Albertino. We all with the pollution we're going to do this street. We're at the headquarters Kabbalah. While for them, 2 years of America help for contribute for clean the city. And some of the elder, the right now, world years, most of you, large number, world years, currently as at the top. So we did that right now, we did that, also, we did that, the things, we did that, the so that we can clean the place. So right now, as we tell them, all that groups, them back we meet inside the city, as we all them. Bless us one as is Sierra Leone, so that we continue for clean the city. So now we're in position down here.
So we're really listening now. We're very, very surprised. You come from Kabbalah to come here to clean the city. What's in it?
Because of the love, because of all our Sierra Leoneans, and because of the want for me tomorrow, we will be a future star of the nation. So now we're going to fight and very hard so that we will develop Roma Masalu as one.
How Kabbalah is Kabbalah got here clean?
No, actually, I'm not going to say Kabbalah clean 100%, but most of the things then, the central, the public place there with the child level best.
And then Mr. Samuel Kuroko from Texaco Social Youth Club.
Just tell me what make you decide to join the presidential.
Well, I just joined this year. We have one of man where Mr. Jibo now connect me for NAP so far when I clean exercise about to 18 can join the group for clean the city. And what you tell me always the advice we will give me we see at me in the group room. So now we don't come with the youth, we just say even them bag out and pack at the street. We put them, they say, them plastic car, now for go sell like these are all the block we were talking. Today we plan for put every plastic one also there at the corner. We pull out, we send down at the bomb.
So I also been select before I begin clean up. Just send out the dirty been select.
And the dirty from up on the way begin the park, it block the streets. Nobody not be able to pass now. Now we don't come do everything with the machine then. We make sure to go clean the city. The ultra clean. Go the city clean. No one get sick. So now I know we the park.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that now some youth them we been get support from Pavifort Construction Company. We said them to do some cleaning around the Bible Road Kisi Bome. Well, the program you listen to now meet the show will come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. Not forget so you can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The same way so get we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Osiwa and powered by Africell. Me with the bring come today edition of the program meet the show. My name na Abdullah Bla. With the push go before and bring you another issue. Because of the plenty chamot and concern with people don't they raise but the donation money and other thing them where don't they go to the vice president in office, the deputy minister of information and communication Cornelius Devo don't see the government of Salon don't appoint fiduciary agent where go they collect all donation them now, and by Monday the fiduciary agent will announce to the public all waiting the government don't collect. Well, the reporter David Vanboy gets more on this and will now report.
As the government national response effort, now one way don't collect money and other item them for seeker the mudslide and flooding will be happening Monday 14 August this year. The Deputy Minister of Information and Communication, Cornelius Devo, don't say for make accountability and transparency day, now that make the government don't appoint a fiduciary agent for take account of all donation them.
Government did state that it was due to be a public statement of donations received and as they come. Confidence in our international partners and in order to let them feel comfortable in using or diverting their funds through the appropriate channel that government has set up, government together with its development partners agree to appoint a fiduciary agent to manage the funds.
Cornelius Devo continue to say the fiduciary agent don't begin take account of every donation, and by Monday they will announce to the public but all waiting them don't collect.
The government has appointed the fiduciary agent that is taking full stock of the total monies that we have received as a government in terms of donations due to the national response effort and also total number and quantity of relief items we have received. The fiduciary agent is currently doing stock taking and they have said that by Monday they will make a public disclosure as to the quantity of items they have received, that are in store, and also the total bodies that have been created so far.
As always, the Deputy Minister of Information and Communication, Cornelius Devo, say the woman will go around, but state of emergency, not a tool.
I will restrain myself from commenting on that because I don't comment on rumors, and however, notwithstanding the fact that the Constitution of this country, Section 29(2)(d), gives the President the right to declare a state of emergency in moments of disaster or national calamity, following the August 14th and mudslide, His Excellency the President did not declare a state of emergency. However, the security level was raised to level 3 and the military was invited to provide aid to civilian meeting, and that is why vaccine came into effect.
Cornelius Devo end up say government not will use the mudslide and flooding disaster as way for make the government make state of emergency. For the Society for the Democracy, me and David Vanboy the report.
Plenty thank you to David Vanboy for that report today. The program you still listen to now meet the show. When it comes to you from Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. And on the internet, www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Osiwa and powered by Africell. Well, at this time, let me just relax and take music inside the program.
Don't make me
feel so. I'm not fine, no man. I don't get something for offer. So all the party will look down on me. You don't make me feel so. The life of you becomes something. I'm the rock to roll. All the people are coming for help me. They say come on fish to joy. Tomorrow and next tomorrow. The story not just the same. But I refuse to give up. I kept on hoping. I kept believing. Now everything don't change. People don't see me life now. You don't get there now. Famous calling name now. You don't go meet say you don't know me now. Anytime I like a flight for Dubai now. With me baby now. Energy I like that I buy now. Turn now, you see me I let it turn down. I let it run down. I'm looking forward. So bright your future. I'm moving now. I never stop for nothing. I'm looking forward. So bright your future. I'm moving now. I never stop for nothing. You like some go come for stay and some go come and go. The easy why so much they say. Now only God to know. The easy why so much they go. Now God is up to know. Me better me I no go regret. If you decide for good, it's happened for a reason. Now only God to know. What you get to know say. It's never the end. Cause the downfall of the moment. Never the end of the life. I let it give up. I let it turn down. Every day I let turn up. See me fall out it pop up. When I'm all standing them down. You know what say, you know what me now. Now me saw the slides and the party now. Even you baby they call it now. Cause now me they make all man get ready now. The people just say they just a dance now. Hey, they just a dance now. They just a ready now. I'm looking forward. So bright your future. I'm moving now. I never stop for nothing. I'm looking forward. So bright your future. I'm moving now. I never stop for nothing.
Well, I hope so you don't enjoy that music. They were famous Samba. We inside the program midday show. We push the program go before and bring you another issue. Don't forget to be part of the program by way I will send text message to the number 077-981-981. As way for make company them go through the right procedure them before they get contract, the chief executive officer and registrar of the Corporate Affairs Commission don't say more policy and procedure them need for they in place for company them before they get contract. As this is say now because plenty company them no can go through the financial, no can get the financial strength and better capacity, where can be the reason we can make some company not some company not can able for complete project them where they can say they can take the contract them for. Michael Amake, now the CEO and registrar for Corporate Affairs Commission, he explained more about this to the reporter Saptiu Kalon.
As a commission, Nawide in charge of company incorporations in Sierra Leone, and at least for the duration or rather the life of the company, then get statutory obligations waiting here for the fulfill, one of which for the filed in financial statements, the audited accounts with we, for the filed in annual returns with we, and any key changes we would on be to the company. For instance, if you change directors, you for the inform the commission when you change then directors, then they, if for some reason your membership change, either shareholders or if not company limited by guarantee, the general membership change you for the inform we so that your records could be updated. But what would they go through the records them on a day-to-day basis and following with internal processes or procedures, will they realize say a lot of these companies they're not they always comply for one reason or the other. We they in a position where we they advise all public and other government entities on the viability of some of them businesses they are. But we don't realize say many a times other government entities will, of course, by virtue of their authority, they can engage the services of certain businesses. But then now they do proper checks for make sure certain businesses they are so they're worth them, so they actually get a good status, a good standing, aware of situations where certain companies are being given millions of millions of contracts. Where sometimes when you look at that company file, sometimes it don't stipulate say in share capital at 1 million leon.
But again, before you give out contract to any company, I mean certain document in the willing can require say for carriage letting access or no if you fit forget his contract. Is it that you think say that's not it happen?
Well, it happened, but we all the angle where they come from is that is not enough. And I just say so we actually try to see how we can work not only with the Ministry of Finance but with the National Procurement Authority for see how we can review the policies where MDAs are supposed for they meet when they're ready for engage some of them companies they are.
But what of company they can go to all LinkedIn and they yet still when they get the contract, they're not able to fulfill to the time when they go say now you've done this contract. So what do you think is the problem really then?
The problem is the requirements are not enough. Okay. They have to review them, process them need for submission, because we get situations where, for instance, it is being so clear cut that if a government entity puts an advert in the paper to say we didn't call for interest or for people and for bid for a particular contract, that day alone we probably will get 25, 30 companies incorporated. So you see, say some people can just can't incorporate for the purpose of submitting tenders and bids when they actually not meet the criteria. I think say given the, if you look at the quantum of the certain contracts and we government the issue, get for make sure say one, this company yeah, so it even get access them or get materials or get capital with equivalent to that amount of contract they where it go before. So in the event anything happens, you have a fallback position. So clearly you don't say if that company fail for perform that contract day, and maybe you get for take and go court for instance, you don't have assets of the company to fall back on.
But in terms of the share capital, is it that don't fair not and no say some company they wouldn't can get contracts not well capacitated in that particular area day?
There are times when the fact of the matter remains the company is worth much more, but if they not come for instance for longer increase their share capital and get the relevant authorization for do so, you find out say the records where the commission go hold in respect of that particular company, they actually not going to dictate waiting at the fact. So it necessary for the part of companies for letting they update their records. It also prudent for MDAs them and even other companies then when they're ready for engage registered businesses for make sure say them people yeah so they follow corporate governance procedures and that then compliance insofar as the law is concerned before they go able for award then contract them.
In terms of giving the contract them, because we can see they come out with bidding process, say people for go through some of all them procedure yeah so why with all them yeah so we government office then can say you will want a contract for go through all them procedure but yet still una they say still there is some problem money to be done.
Yeah, the monitoring, there's a lot that has to, you know, a lot more we need for do in terms of the monitoring, you know, because even when funds are being released to contractors, it's supposed to be done in stages. So say for instance, you know, stage one go get your requirements we for cover. If you that contractor they not all meet the requirements in the no release funds for stage two, because clearly there is a problem. So the monitoring mechanism the whole government put in place, it gets to be consistent so that at the end of the day, by the time the person they completely don't implement the contract on, then at least you know say yes indeed the person is therefore be paid fully the contract price.
We can say in some case of winning a contract or for a company gets a contract, we don't necessarily that they don't need to come up so they, from the particular body where they come out from where and give out a contract, you can hear some man say that contract day if I don't be go give this amount they're not for be able to give me. So from the body that we can get the contract, they're not can look at all which you look, so then can just look at the one we go give them something where they self go benefit at the end of the day.
Well, it's rather unfortunate that can therefore happen, because if you follow the procedures it's not supposed for be so you for award contract based on merits. But I think, you know, it's obvious, it goes without saying that unfortunately not to everybody gets the kind of integrity we supposed to forget for the day in certain positions, and that makes so you find out see people think see they get for give money for make they able to get contract, and those who do that 10 chances to one not able to deliver on those contracts, because first of all the money we for use for implement a particular contract it don't take half of them, it don't give who they're not supposed to begin in the first place. So in the instant that business does not deliver, you know they able call into books,
because that I want say that can be the easy way make some money. If you see contract not done. They said you are again the contract not even clear and not taking just left him so.
Well, I want to believe so, because if not, then why else? Why waiting will be the reason why you don't go after that company? They foresee, well, no, we take this company go court because you don't breach this particular contract. So many times things just fall by the wayside, and then you will not end up forget the full benefit will forget out of some of them contracts they have, so within they be awarded.
You can see some cases, some company then can get all necessary documents and everything. Also, with which you say an addition, they can get everything of that. And then you can see some of them can get a condition for say pre-finance, start this project, then we will pay you later. But again, you can see the faults come out from that particular ministry, department or agency. They will fail for comply for get that company, they may be in first phase payment of the project. You know, things say in this kind of some tone that they talk about. So then one, then they also from MDSM also get a great responsibility for play in that, because not always be the company that we can fail sometime in the day.
No, I agree with you. It's not always that the company we can don't fail for perform. There are times when even us as the, you know, the engaging parties, we set up can don't default. In terms of the payment of contracts, it depends within the agreement. But there are times when payments are coming directly from the Ministry of Finance. You, the MDA, might not have control as to when they make that payment. So tell them they wait if the money, they not forget the contract or not forget the money on time, it can definitely affect the performance of the contracting. Now, there are instances where party can agree, say, okay, we go pre-finance. But sometimes when you don't agree for pre-finance, you actually not get the money and probably go to bank for see how you go to get a loan for pre-finance a particular contract. Now, banks, they operate as private entities. If you not meet the requirement of the bank, they not go able to forgive you that loan the way you require for making it for pre-finance that contract. So there's several factors we can make a particular company not able to deliver on the contract. The parties, in all the cases, they need for always to go back to the table and revisit the terms of the contract, and if they need for make necessary amendments to the deliverables, then they will have to do so.
Again, person will say if you be too hard on the private sector, that will make them go away from some of the contracting day.
It's not a matter of being too hard on them. It's also engagement and dialogue with the private sector, because the public sector, we cannot work on our own. You know, we need the private sector for get sustainable development in Sierra Leone. And even if a private sector is an entitled that invite for know some of the information in the, if you not qualify for get a contract, you need for know why you not qualify for get that contract day. But let it not be a situation where only certain people or certain firms that they normally entitled for get certain contracts, because then clearly it is show say not to on a platform of fairness. So we need for be more transparent in the processes and procedures, and in so doing we will be more accountable to the people there.
In name na Michael Amake, and in the CEO and Registrar for Corporate Affairs Commission, and if they explain about them work to be reporters up to you Kalon inside that interview day. Not forget the program you listen to na meet the show, and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetong and 99.5 FM na Bo, and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell, where they push the program go before and bring you another issue. Some civil society activists them don't call on the Ministry of Finance not for approve the 2018 budget way the Ministry of Education been present na the budget hearing, because they say the Ministry of Education not been able for account for the money way they don't give them for 2017. Joseph Sano na Executive Director Hill Salon inside this interview with Radio Democracy Mohammed Sharif, he been start for explain but it seen them way it noticed na the budget discussion.
We notice key ministries them were very important at this country. Then put their last day for let the budget done. So enough time not be there for let we probe into them. So we don't recommend to the budget bureau say with them for make sure say key ministry of education, health, agriculture, let them day before. So that if we need for make amendment, we need for standing down, we go able for standing down. But when we do them so last minute, the last day they inside the last hour, we know they will do nothing. So then we just do them between them, the budget bureau and the ministry. Number two, we say if then they do this budget, therefore make sure say they make checklist. Enough will be the budget day no more. Therefore, able for make quality monitoring checklist, feedback session, because we don't notice say the people that we can't do this budget every year in, then they bring the same error there. And then for make sure say before the budget hearing, 2 weeks before the budget hearing, every MDA for don't submit in proposed budget, because what they do, then they thought they document them until 1 minute to the hearing.
Which ministry actually una get concerned with?
We don't concern that education.
So why una get
concern with the Ministry of Education.
Because when you look at what they happen at this country, we they see say other sectors then they grow, like the works, we they see electricity. But when you come to education, it they decline rapidly.
Why you think so?
Because you go to schools and benches, they know they. You go university, wash facility, know they. Supervision, know they. Up to now, recruitment of teacher, now work. Reassessment of teacher, now work. Then take money, then put them per school feeding program, where they say now for the year, then just do a one time. The rest of the two time, they not do one. A lot of abnormalities, then they inside the Ministry of Education. When now that make we concern about that? Because we be the look at, say, we go capture key areas then, like one, employment of teachers, reassessment of teachers, school inspector division. Because if you inspect the schools and now school fees, well, government say now 135,000. But when you go there now, if you pick in pass for go from one, you they pay like 850,000 above. Because of these issues then, you don't get increased examination malpractice, increased failure, corruption in the education. And then with the CC, the education and structure, the standard default day and night.
Mr. Sano, the Ministry of Education recently they don't present the budget, now the budget hearing for 2018. What do you actually want to think about that?
We be get a very tough tussle that day. I be raise a motion, me and my colleagues and civil society for now standing down. But what you notice, as I did talk, it was wrong for let the budget bureau put them last and few hours for let the program end. We see they asked for 373 billion euros. Now they ask
for. For which year?
For 2018. When they bring the budget, you know what believe. The budget will scatter, it will left you more confused than composing you. Then do a budget where they not get procurement plan. Then do a budget where the deliverables the way they don't set. Because every year the ministry where they carry forward and deliverables set. They're not able for showing how they achieve and what thing they achieve and why they not achieve them. In 2016, then they asked for above 271 billion. The approved budget where Ministry of Finance allocate to them now 271 billion. But you know what believe say they receive over 90% of this money in 2016. 2017 asked for almost 300 and something billion. But ministry get for approved 257 billion. As we they talk, then they receive 52% of them budgets. But when we look at deliverables the way them say they will do, when they come, they not do nothing. Like FBC, you know, believe Ministry of Education get the bold line say they don't spend more than 2 billion on FBC the renovation. When you go there, you know they see the actual renovation, you know they see the result.
So it's all of the issues the way you highlight, but the Ministry of Education, after where the Ministry of Education, we don't present them budget to the Ministry of Finance, now the budget here in the be approval.
In fact, we all therefore scatter a lot of palaver. Everybody
should be approval.
We will not be approval. But the touchy thing about the budget bureau begin for apologize for them, say, this is my last day, let we manage them, let we accept them until then do this.
So when we go back?
Well, what happened? They say then they accept that budget, but they no go effect and they no approval until they present this document there. They say number one, then for send a budget where they account for everything. Then apart from that, we get donor funding. The ministry for tell you say now this we receive from donor and now this we spend. Now this we receive from government and now this we spend. But they no can join all together. The other thing where we say we want to know the status of project there. So we agree say then for giving the deliverables and how many percent completed with evidence. We say let them show you an evidence of the minutes of the budget committee meeting there. Because we all unanimously agree, say Ministry of Education not able for account for waiting then give them.
That's it. So.
The Ministry of Finance. But when we get problem with them, they don't
know what you call to the Ministry of Finance.
Then do a budget where they not get procurement plan. Then do a budget where the deliverables the way they don't set. They're not able for showing how they achieve and waiting they achieve and why they not achieve them. We call and say they not for approve this budget and therefore make the public know about us. And we call it CSO then. We ask say if they approve that budget, it means that the thing where the woman the international community say corruption they are at a high peak where we all know the non-conformer and then they're part of that corruption. We need to monitor the Ministry of Finance about this because if they do that, some of we will go the extra mile. We know we're left Sudan, you can't pull this country. Millions of people make we country to go backward.
In name na Joseph Sano, in our executive director for Il Salon, and be the end of interview day with the reporter Mohammed Sharif, who said able to talk about civil society, the observation, and then call to the Ministry of Finance, but the Ministry of Education, then budget. We push the program go before, not forget the program na mid the show, and they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo, and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Siwa and powered by AfriCell. And we bring come today on edition of the program Midday Show. My name na Abdullahi Bla. Don't forget to be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. Well, I go inside the inbox quickly and bring you some of the message them we don't send. This one they say, "Let God bless those who clean the city" by Mohammed Sanko Ba. Mohammed Sanko Ba na Makini. This one yasu they say the parliamentarians not there for the interest of the people, they are just working for their pockets. APC na the worst government ever. They come from Rahul na Nicol Street. This one yasu they say if you said that the country resources should take the develop, okay. May God bless Saloon and the come out from IB Lampard. Okay, this one has to say the democracy. Those crying foul are those who fail to register and want to make gains. Now the politicians want to play their usual game for extension of the power in time. Parliamentarians, for they come from concerned citizen. This one has to say. The 2 billion spending at FBC campus in doubt. They come from IB Lampard. Well, they push the program go before. Not forget so you can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. Will they push the program go before and bring you another issue? As the 2018 budget discussion focus on domestic revenue mobilization, this don't end. The director of budget bureau now the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development. See, the 2018 budget discussion process be able guide and direct MDA them. We care the correct document them and the 2018 budget and how them for improve on them budget revenue mobilization. Matthew Dingy, na the director of budget bureau at the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development.
Well, the process will go on broadly well with all the bilateral budget discussions with all the ministries, departments and agencies wherein they all may come with their budget proposals, and we open them up to stakeholders, we discuss, and most of them people they may be okay and they may be adopted, although along the line we will get challenges with one or two other MDAs then, but later they all being come with the correct information then and we will conclude them successfully.
They're waiting as much the challenges that we will be getting during the process.
The focus for the 2018 budget is now on domestic revenue mobilization, but look at the other aspect of the budget, we know how money they come inside and how government could spend that money there. So we will inform all ministries, departments, agency that each and every one of them for come up with AESM, either existing or potential AESM, we now go bring revenue to the budget by the nature of the work we need to do. And also if perhaps the rates there or the fees they wouldn't charge for the revenue then they obsolete or they not too meaningful, we can discuss with them and try to see how we can revise the rates then they, and if they get challenges and how then they administer the revenues then they, we can also see how we can work with them. So some of them not being come with all the kind of information they will be need, so we find them difficult for discuss sort of in budget proposals. But the one that we can come with them, we'll be able to discuss.
Being that domestic revenue mobilization will be the focus for the 2018 budget process, and it clear say some MDA they will be able to bring out some of the things they were supposed to bring out in this particular discussion. Mm-hmm. In terms of going forward and as a way for strengthening revenue mobilization, how will Nigerians to go about that?
Some of them will not be well informed. We encourage them that the staff, the way they work now, the Revenue and Tax Policy Division of the Ministry of Finance, for assist them for look at some of the areas and they or challenges they already get. We advise them also for send a request to Ministry of Finance where perhaps they need some capacity or whatever for help them on how for really administer the revenues. In other words, if then they get challenges on the assessment, we can also co-opt the National Revenue Authority staff then we perhaps they work with some of the agencies then they for make them, they will put together like a team, we will work with them ministry then they will get a challenge so that by the time we done the budget, we will then able to identify the sources then they and we will put some numbers or project some revenue the government will get from the sources and we will be incorporate into the budget. So we still they continue because we get up to the end of September for complete the process. So the ministries and they will still engage with them or the departments and they and once we get all the information they will put on together incorporate in the budget.
We still see outside some civil society and other people who witness the budget process. They call for the intervention of parliament and also that of President Kumar to make the process could be part of the performance contracts when they decide with government. For the Ministry of Finance, waiting on to take on this particular call.
Yes, no problem with that. Definitely if you talk about performance assessment, it definitely starts with the budget because the resources we use for implement whatever you again, now your performance contracts, they come up from the budget. So it's more or less we're trying to align. Like we do this year similarly with the procurement process. We will find out, say, ministries, they do procurement void of the budget. So they create challenges as to how we're able to know why this thing is saying you want procure, why it not be inside the budget in the first place. So now that make this year, we say, no, we're going to synchronize the two process so that the budgets they go with the procurement plan. So similarly, the performance also can go with the budget. So that once they do the budget and this activity based, the key activities and deliverables, I make you see, so we ask each and every ministry for come up with like 4 or 5 deliverables with the next thing going to achieve next year in the budget. So those deliverables can form the basis of the performance targets we then go sign with parliament or as the case might be for assessing performance for 2018.
But also, the only get for this challenge, and we see the challenges and still they continue. Mm-hmm. And this year, you say, on a focus now on domestic revenue mobilization, mm-hmm. but we see outside police come and they're not able to tell how much they make for 2016, 2017, they say because the money is small, they're not able to disclose that. And Minister of Finance begin at the process, we expect to like finance either for don't turn them down. Or then try as best as possible, like what we don't do for the other end, then CC then come back with the correct documents.
Yes, revenue now the focus, revenue decision. But some departments and also ministries and by the function or by the responsibility that in constitutional responsibility or mandate we then actually get, they are not mandated like for generate revenue. And the police is one, they need to revenue generation department, then are for maintain law and order. So all we will be try for still bring out is if yes, still then get areas we then go before help government for maximize revenue collection, then can still bring their areas and they come up. They don't need to see that they say safe for go and collect the revenue. But then go work with other sectors then, areas they will challenge then the smuggling, how they go help NRA for mitigate same kind of things and they we will bring revenue come. So now I make like departments like police, we know we will step them down say because they don't show how they almost revenue they need for collect, so they know for to look at them budgets. So that's not the exception. So you get ministries and departments and we by the constitutional mandate, they're not responsible for collect revenue or for help government for generate revenue. They're not for deliver services no more. So now like that's the police there. So now that make then we still there for continuing discussions void of the objective of maximizing domestic revenue.
So what about the one they wait there for revenue mobilization? We say they're not equipped for make the able for meet the target or whatever, like that of the standard standards being waiting on the for 2 for 1 minute.
Yes, they want to do with the work with them. We don't encourage them, let them engage we as a ministry. The areas then when are the potential areas of generate revenue, let them categorize within are the challenges. One make they're not able for step up on the revenue generation efforts then they, if na administrative bottlenecks, if na something we get for doing with the law, if na something we get for doing with capacity, I mean we can before sit down with them and discuss and find a way out how good for strengthening them so that they go for generate revenue. Because then are one agency like if you remember we say they can even become self sustaining, they can finance themselves out of the revenue and they generate and then we can win them off the budget. So
In name na Matthew Dingi and in a director of budget bureau na the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development and he be the talk to we reporter Khadija Bangura about the budget discussion we just don't end this BNTM. Well, the program you still listen to na meet the show where they come to you from Ready Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. Well, na ya the program meet the show go left you for today. I hope say you don't get plenty information inside the program. I go on for say plenty thank you to me, to the production team and to me technical support person we na Parkinson Otis Thomas and to all the reporter them. We don't go out and about or bring you different report them inside the program. May we be done the BN the mic for bring the program meet the show. My name na Abdullah Blah. So till next time with another edition of this program will come to you. For now I will say tata.